Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 4th to the 5th of October 1962. Mistaken with Nibbana. Sayadaw gave these two talks on 10 insight corruptions connected with Nibbana. It was 2 weeks before his passing away. Round about 3 months before he delivered a talk on the qualities of a stream enterer in Mogik for the last day there. He knew himself he would not come back again. All these were checking for oneself in practice. Sayadaw gave an example of fake gold taking the place of real gold in daily use by most people. And it became popularity. He mentioned two kinds of counterfeit dharmas, i.e., theory and practice, Pariyatti and Patipatti. We can find these in some Buddhists. Closing square bracket. T1. In the sasana with the counterfeit dharmas are arising and kalesa increasing. So very few are becoming arahants. At the time of discerning impermanence counterfeit dharmas are arising similar to path and fruition knowledges. They hinder the path and fruition knowledges. Yogis must distinguish them from the real. The practitioners are sure to encounter it. You do not yet have the knowledge of rise and fall, Udayabhaya Nana, if you still not encounter it. After the encounter, you will stray away from the path since you don't know how to deal with them. Therefore, it's important. If you discern impermanence, one light, obasa, light can come out from the body. The yogi takes it as the path knowledge and stops with the practice. It's spreading out from the whole body and for some yogis, it as high as a toddy palm tree. For the Buddha, it reaches downward to the Avicii hell and upwardly to the Brahma world. By stopping the practice, impermanence disappears. And it stops reaching higher knowledge and Nibbana. With yogis no light appears, and to knowledge, nana, knowledge becomes sharp. Impermanence and path factors, anicca, magga, are arising without interruption and no kalesa comes in between them. The yogi takes its sharpness as the path knowledge and stops with the practice. If any light comes out, not paying any attention to it and continue the contemplation of impermanence. If the knowledge becomes sharp, don't stop at it and continue contemplation of impermanence. 3. Zest, rapture, PT, rapture can arise. The body feels lightness and it seems moving upwards. 4. Tranquility, passivity, mind and body become tranquil. 5. Happiness, sukha, body and mind feel happiness. After seeing conditioned impermanence, feel happiness. If it's Nibbana, shouldn't see impermanence. It is because of the yogi's character and different kinds of counterfeit dharmas arises, there are 10. If you still seeing impermanence, don't stop at it. You can decide it as counterfeit dharmas. In the place of real path knowledge and vipassana knowledge, it comes in for obstruction. Among 5 of them, i.e., the mentioned 5, yogi will encounter one of them. After encountering, have to overcome it and shouldn't stop there. Disenchantment of impermanence and the ending of impermanence must arise successively. If you not encounter them, the practice not develops yet. After encountering, stopping there is a great loss. If you can overcome it, be on the right track. If one of them arises, it means a person with 3 wholesome roots, tihetuka, born with non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. If practiced diligently in this life, will realize Nibbana. If a duatuka person, with double wholesome roots and it will not arise for him. But with the practice only fulfill the parami in this life. The Buddha told us that after having knowledge on practice, did the contemplation, after Nata Parinna, intellectual knowledge, and Dutarana Parinna, practical knowledge, in the beginning of having knowledge, in the middle with practice, and in the end abandonment of kilesa. We have to go in this way. In the Buddha time, if he asked the monks to do this, they only did this. They didn't busy with other things. Therefore, they finished their practices very quickly. They followed one way and many became arahants. In the 20th century, there was still evident of some Thai forest monks and Burmese monks biographies. Increasing of monastic rules was also the cause of monks doing more unwholesome things. They were wasting their time with unwholesome matters. Therefore, they can't discern impermanence or very weak in their discernments. These 5 points, from one light to five happiness, are from the side of contemplative mind, nana or aramanika, for making the conclusion. Now I'll make the conclusion from the side of objects, aramana. You have to make the conclusion that it's only vipassana nana, i.e., not the path knowledge, if you see light, i.e., object. Still seeing conditioned phenomena, sankhata is vipassana nana. Seeing the unconditioned, asankhata, is the path knowledge, without the objects of the five khandhas. Here making the conclusion with knowledge, nana, if you still seeing impermanence of the sektu, i.e., the five khandhas in the D.A. process, you have to make the conclusion that it's never nibbana. Therefore, the seeing knowledge is not the path knowledge. Only all of the sektu are ceased is nibbana and path knowledge. Insight knowledge seeing dukkha sakka and path knowledge seeing dukkha nirodha, and both are right views. These are the right series of the practice. Sektu contemplates sektu becomes present moment, i.e., sankhara contemplates sankhara. In the Milinda Panna, Ven. Nagasena said to King Milinda, from seeing impermanence and the mind, nana, turns towards no impermanence is nibbana. Impermanence stays as it is, but the mind, nana, turns towards no impermanence. The last words were simple and clear but profound for understanding. At the time, nana inclining towards nibbana element, the khanda still exists. Therefore, impermanence still exists. But nana does not stay with impermanence, instead turns towards no impermanence or no khanda, inclining towards no khanda. Closing square bracket. T2. Counterfeit dharmas are enemies. Counterfeit dharmas arise and real dharmas disappear. Not all of them arise in the yogi. One of them is sure to arise. 6 resolution, Adimokkha, some teachers use it as faith minus sadha. In Sayadaw Upanananda's talk, he used it as sadha. After seeing impermanence very well, sadha increases in the triple gems, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The whole body is cool and happy. The happiness comes from sadha and covers up the objects of impermanence. And impermanence disappears, taking it as the realization. Discern impermanence of the whole body as without any gap for a needle between them. And then the yogi makes the conclusion as path knowledge and kilesa comes in. Some yogis kilesa arise near death. During the vipassana practice it doesn't arise. Near death, seeing the wrong mental sign, nimitta, and by trying hard, some overcome it. Some encounter with suffering, die with the wrong mental sign. By knowing beforehand yogi can overcome it. For this point Sayadaw told the story of Ven. Channa who was very sick. Later committed suicide and seeing the wrong image for rebirth. But he already had some success in his practice before and could correct his mental image at death. There are some people taking sloth and torpor as samadhi and don't see impermanence, think it as the path knowledge. The Buddha taught for 45 years. Divided them into three periods and got 15 years each. During the first 15 years, many became arahants with avina minus direct knowledge. There are six avina. 1. Various kinds of supernormal power. 2. Divine ear. 3. Penetration of minds. 4. Recollection of past life. 5. Divine eye. 6. Destruction of taints. After that followed with Tevijja, triple knowledge arahants. After that fewer and fewer became Ariyas. Nowadays this is even worse. Tevijja refers to 1. Recollection of past life. 2. Divine eye. 3. Destruction of taints. 7. Exertion, pagaha or viriya. The 4 kinds of viriya arise clearly and it doesn't like the same viriya as before. And the yogi thinks it as the path knowledge. 8. Mindfulness, sati. At any time sati can follow the object. Very sharp sati and take it as sati with the path knowledge. If you make conclusion with the object, it can't be mistaken, still with the object of impermanence and not ending yet. 9. Equanimity in contemplation, avijjana. Here Sayadaw used this word instead of upekkha minus equanimity. Here is upekkha. The yogi discerns anicca very well with every contemplation and takes it as path knowledge. 10. Nikanti, attachment. It's clinging tanha, clinging to all the experiences as mentioned above. Contemplate its impermanence and go back to one's own meditation objects. For example, with the contemplation of mind, go back to the mind, and with feeling, go back to feeling, etc. In conclusion, these are the causes of the disappearance of sasana. Here means practice sasana. These are the reasons of disappearance of realization equals pativeda sasana, because it hinders path and fruition knowledges. You have to contemplate the impermanence of the arising counterfeit dharma, or not pay any attention and neglect of them. All of the 10 points, only one of them will arise in the yogi. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 7th of October 1962. Rely on Dharma, not outside power. From many past lives, we had done many wholesome and unwholesome kammas. These 2 wholesome and unwholesome dogs are following us, and the unwholesome dog is much stronger. Unwholesome minds are more prominent if we observe mind process of every day. With kamma used up and living beings die means killed by unwholesome dharma. There are many wholesome and unwholesome kammas exist in everyone. Therefore, instead of saying 2 dogs are following us, it's more true to say that a pack of dogs following us. If we think it's safe, then we are very foolish. Therefore, we have to walk on the way of freedom from dogs and will arrive to the place of Nibbana free from dogs. In regard to this, I'll tell a story. Sayadaw told about the story of Subrahma Devata and his 1,000 celestial nymphs. The Buddha couldn't save them directly by preventing them from falling into hell. Only the Dharma can save us. This point is different from some other Buddhists who rely on the outside power. Buddha and enlightened beings are not saviors. They only show the way to safety. And then Sayadaw talked on practice. In front is impermanent Dharma. The seeing Nana behind is also Dharma, anicca, magga. It can only save you if you can practice and know the Dharma. There are no other reliable things except the Dharma, i.e., outside powers. Instead we have to develop inside power. All your bones were piling up to 13 miles of height, between 2 Buddhas, because you all had died from being bitten by dogs. Except with the practice of Magan, Noble Eightfold Path. There is no other real refuge. Subrama Devata's story told us some important insight on the working of kamas. Because of craving for sensual pleasure and becoming, karma tanha and bhava tanha, most Buddhists rely on doing wholesome kamas for the round of existence. But what they don't know is tanha is like a drop of honey on the edge of a razor blade. So we always have to remember the warning of the last words of the Buddha, not living our lives with negligence. Closing square bracket. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 8th of October 1962. The murderers. The most fearful thing for living beings is dying. Even though fear of it, they are buying the khandhas with dana and sila. They don't know the death of the khandha is dukkha sakka, truth of dukkha, maranampi dukkha sakkam. Therefore, they are asking for future khandha by prayers and vows. How quite a difficult lunatic they are. Their fear of dying is fear with not knowing. In reality, not knowing that they are dying all the times. They are fearful of the death of after dying and carrying away by other people, conventional death which they can't see by themselves. But they don't fear of the death which can be seen by themselves, i.e., rise and fall of khandhas, because they can't see it. It only can be seen with vipassana practice. Then, Radha asked the Buddha, what is death? The five khandhas are king of the death, the five murderers. Therefore, you will be killed by whatever khandha you get. You don't know the truth of death, sakka nana, and the oppressive function of the khandhas, kikka nana, that people do make prayers and vows to get them. It's like the mouse is running towards the cat. We have to kill them back with knowledge, but not doing things for them to kill us. It's too foolish. We are not free from the present death yet. And then looking for the next death again is very deep foolishness. We have to kill him first or we'll be killed by him. These were coming from this Pali passages, Khandavagga Samyutta. If we can contemplate the mind, body becomes cessation and it's killed by us. That every day I talk in different ways means there are many things you don't know. Changing your days around with practice is waiting for death to kill us. Yu Maya had already prepared the sleeping bag to come here. He couldn't make it because death came early. Death was staying with him. I was staying at distance. Death always exists within us. It's still not killing you yet. Note, Henzada Yu Maya was a well-known and successful businessman in Burma. He was well-known by many. Sayadaw met him in Rangoon, Yangon, a month before this talk. And Sayadaw was urging him for the practice. His reply was he couldn't die yet. When he wanted to come, he couldn't make it. Contemplation of impermanence is killing the murderers. Every time seeing the five khandhas, contemplate as murderers and dukkha sakka. In the Radha Sutta, SN.22.71 Radhasuttam, the Buddha asked us to do this even when the killer is holding his knife on our neck. But if you are still indulging in pleasure with wife, children and wealth, you are really blind and crazy. Whatever is arising, contemplate as dukkha sakka. The Buddha taught in different ways for contemplation. If condense all of them, only dukkha sakka. This is a very important point in the Buddha's teaching. He always emphasized on knowing dukkha and ending dukkha. It will kill the person who has affection with it. It's like a cobra kills its master. If you see the khandha as king of the death, you are seeing rightly minus samapatam. Then, Radha continued to ask, what's the benefit of seeing in this way? Every time seeing in this way, the knowledge of disenchantment, not wanting to see, will arise minus samapatam nibbadati. Seeing the king of the deaf is yathabhuta nana, knowledge of seeing things as it really is. And disenchantment is nibbida nana. At here, the Buddha also taught about the process of insight knowledge. Therefore, don't desire any candor in the 31 realms of existences. I am warning you not to pray and vow for the candor existence. It is wrong that teachers teach people for life enrichments. And those who follow them are also wrong. It's quite worse and terrible. Taking him as friends is wrong. And taking him as murderer is right. Then, Radha continued to ask again, what's the benefit of disenchantment? With disenchantment, free from lust, attachment, raga, and without affection. After that, followed with the path knowledge. What's the benefit of free from raga? The answer was getting the fruition knowledge. Fruition knowledge is totally not mixing with kalesa. Path knowledge is like pouring water on the burning red charcoal and becomes extinguished. But don't go and touch it. Heat is still there. Fruition knowledge is like pouring more water on the black charcoal and totally cool it down. Then, Radha asked, what's the benefit of fruition knowledge? The Buddha answered, arriving at Nibbana. Then, Radha asked again, what's the benefit of arriving at Nibbana? The Buddha answered, you don't need to ask this question. No more questions. This is the ending of the path. Fruition knowledge comes by itself. You don't need to do for it. Some scholars have the opinion that to get fruition knowledge has to wait for some time. Yogis' experiences are different. It has to be developed to become an adept. It is like the jhana attainers. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 9th of October 1962. Fall in love with Dukkha. Instant rebirth, Upapati Bhava in Sec 4 is the rebirth of instantly arising of the heavenly beings, Brahma gods and hell beings, refer to 12 links of D.A. Rebirth doesn't mean following from this life to that life. It's conditioned by the power of kammas. Saying it as rebirth, in real it's like from consciousness to feeling, i.e., Vinana, Vedana, in Sec 2. Aging and death are also the same, i.e., as a kanda. Knowing that we'll die and happy with sensual pleasure is crazy. It's taking pleasure in Dukkha Sakka. Arriving to Nibbana means no kamma exists. But you all are expecting for good kamma, expecting for Samadhiya and Dukkha Sakkas. You love Dukkha. Take Dukkha as Sakka. In the Four Noble Truths, Dukkha Sakka is the most difficult to know. If you know it, you'll free from Dukkha. Now you know Dukkha as the animal does. You all are bored without Dukkha. When someone dies, people cry because they lost their Dukkha. In real they are crying because their burden is falling off. Dukkha is the most difficult to understand. With the understanding of Dukkha Sakka, everything finished. It could not arrive to Nirodha, the cessation of Dukkha without understanding of Dukkha. So Nibbana is not the kamic way but nanaic way. Only with the knowledge of understanding Dukkha arises, Nibbana will appear. Now people are crying if losing Dukkha. Sayadaw gave other examples in life, but the sound of the tape was not clear enough. If I am asking you for practice, you don't want to do it because you are in fear of Dukkha ending. People are working hard for kalesa matters leading to Dukkha. More and more people don't know about Dukkha and more appreciate kamma. Whatever kinds of kamma you are doing only get birth, jati. And only get Dukkha Sakka. Wanting to abandon kamma is quite rare. Connecting to kamas means we like dukkha, not wanting short life. Longer life means longer dukkha. Someone who doesn't know dukkha is expecting kama. People appreciate samadaya sakka, i.e., tanha, which has to be abandoned means dukkha sakka is difficult to understand. This is an evidence about it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 9th of October 1962. Why become living beings? It need to ask the question, why become human and heavenly beings? If living beings exist, aging, sickness and death exist. If living beings don't exist, aging, sickness and death don't exist. Craving to sense objects, aramana, and become living beings. Become living beings and aging, sickness and death arise. Therefore, the beginning of living beings is not knowing, avidya, and craving, tanha. The culprits constructing living beings are ignorance and craving. With the causes of avidya and tanha, the result of living beings comes into existence. Continued to talk the story of Ven. Radha. Ven. Radha asked the Buddha, why is it called living beings? The Buddha answered, craving to all the five khandhas is called living being. After getting the five khandhas, craving arises. And then do the causes for the five khandhas again. In this way the machine of samadaya and dukkha is turning on and on. If you are taking off the craving, living being will disappear. Therefore, the Buddha taught Vipassana Dharma. The Buddha asked Ven. Radha to discern the impermanence of each of the five khandhas. Arising and passing away is dukkha sakka. Knowing it is magga sakka. In this way tanha in sec 3 is cut off. The nature of the khandha is always disintegrating and perishing. Seeing of this is the view of the path factors, right view. If not seeing it, then samadaya and dukkha are revolving. A grown-up person is more foolish than a child because man and woman can't throw things away. A child attaches to his or her things only in short time. Craving on whatever seeing is called living being, i.e., on oneself, others, and possessions, and after, born attached to any place, i.e., round of existence. Avidya and tanha are like the axle of a wheel cart. Khandha is the body of the cart. It's like the cart is moving around with the turning of the axle. Therefore, you can't move what you like. You arrive to human world, heavenly world, etc. Wherever arriving at, it will end up with aging, sickness and death. Both of them are in the khandha and beings are suffered according to their arrangements. Don't know how to break the axle of the taints, asavas, that living beings are in random situations. There are four asavas. One attachment to wife, children, home and possessions is kamasava, taint of sensuality. Two taking pleasure in this and that worlds, round of existence, is bhavasava, taint of becoming. Three attachment to one's own view is dittasava, taint of view. Four without knowing the four noble truths and wasting time is avijasava, taint of ignorance. When the four wheels are moving and the body of the cart has to move with them. Kamasava sends beings to sensual world. And dittasava sends being to woeful planes. Avijasava sends beings to 31 realms of existences. Condensing the four asavas. 1 plus 2 plus 3 atana and 4 is avidya. Continued to talk about the contemplation of the mind. Every time mind arises, have to contemplate and discern dukkha sakka. And have to contemplate and discern impermanence. If seeing impermanence, avidya becomes vidya and the axle of avidya is broken. Without tanha, upadana, and Kama does not arise. The three axles minus 1, 2 and 3 are also broken. So only by knowing the truth, asavas will end. Dukkha Sakka is not my teaching. It was in the Pali text. In the Kanda, only arising dukkha and vanishing dukkha exist. Therefore, it doesn't mix with any happiness, sukha, at all. Know Dukkha Sakka thoroughly and Samadhiya ceases. Also let Nirodha Sakka arises. So contemplate to know arising dukkha and vanishing dukkha thoroughly. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of October 1962. Disenchantment with the monkey. The Buddha at Savathi Jetavana Monastery contemplated on living beings. They didn't have the disenchantment to their mind and body process and not realized path and fruition knowledges. Thinking of the body in one life lasting for 50, 60, 70 years is let it be. Citta, mind, mana, mind, vijnana, consciousness, are the same. Citta is the nature of knowing the objects. Mana is thinking and planning. Vijnana is also knowing the objects. Citta, mana, and vijnana are not the same one in day and night. It's good to become disenchantment of them. It should be let it be with attaching to the body as me and mine, I am. Because it's lasting for 60, 70, 80 years in one's life. But each one of the mind, seeing mind, hearing mind, greedy mind, etc., is perishing moment to moment. It's good for disenchantment to the mind. The Buddha said that the mind was like a monkey. Here what the Buddha wanted to say was human beings attached to the mind clinging with self-view, ditthi upadana. Therefore, he wanted us to contemplate on the mind, from Nidanavagga Samyutta, Mahavagga. People having the view of eternalism take the mind as one mind only, and have a lot of wrong views on the mind. For example, every nationality believes in a soul. Monkey has the habit of jumping from branch to another on the tree. At last no other branches hold on to, embracing and sleeping on it. In the same way mind is at rest taking the object of the past life. The mind at sleep is life continuum mind, bhavanga citta, and taking the object of past life at the moment of death. Therefore, it's sure that there are many different kinds of mind. The monkey hands are changing like many different kinds of mind changing. Jumping from one branch to another branch on the trees are sense objects. Today talk is comparing the forms and the minds. And the Buddha making the conclusion that wrong view arose because beings didn't understand the A. process. Explain the 12 links as minds are changing moment to moment by causes and effects. And they are ended with the assemblage of dukkha. Therefore, dukkha sakka arising and dukkha sakka ceasing, i.e., impermanence is called dukkha sakka. Only by understanding the A. process can arrive at this thought. Mind arising is dukkha arising. And mind passing away is dukkha passing away. In the real process mind can't last long even 1 second. Arising and passing away at the speed of 100,000 billion times, sec, per second. It's no need to discern that much. In every second discerning him arising and passing away is enough. Their unstable and uncontrollable nature appears. For example, after death consciousness ceases, birth consciousness arises. And after it ceases, life continuum consciousness, bhavanga citta, arises. Therefore, it's good to have disenchantment for it. Nibbadanto Virijati, dispassion comes with disenchantment. This means the path knowledge does not arise without the knowledge of disenchantment arises. If feeling, Vedana, arises, physical feeling, Rupa Vedana, and mental feeling, Chitta Vedana, arise. With the cessation of feeling, physical and mental feelings cease. If craving, Tanha, arises, craving for form, Rupa, Tanha, and craving for mind, Chitta Tanha, arise. With the cessation of Tanha, Rupa, Tanha and Chitta Tanha also cease, etc. Ellipsis. In Vipassana contemplation without the D.A. process, not become right knowing. If not, with the seeing of passing away phenomenon, doubt can arise. Why is it passing away? With doubt arises and wrong view follows. Having doubt and viewing things with one's desire. Sayadaw explained the impermanence of the mind with an example. Writing the numbers of 1, 2, 3 on the three posts side by side. And then observing them one by one. With seeing no. 2 and no. 1 ceases, with seeing no. 3 and no. 2 ceases. All of them appear in the eye sensitivity minus kakupasada. Then after the old one ceases, the new one arises. The numbers are evident for this point. This sutta described the importance of D. A. process. It relies on the heart base. The objects are not the same. Arising here and vanishing here. They can't be moved away from the place. Someone with the knowledge becomes disenchantment. D. A. process is very important in the contemplation of vipassana. The whole day in the kanda only dukkha arising and ceasing. Therefore, the Buddha said that every Buddha taught dukkha arising and ceasing. So whatever arising in the kanda is dukkha arising. Sukha can't arise. From the poison tree only bear the poison fruits. Again it only has poison seeds in the poison fruit. Again it grows a poison tree from the poison seed. It'll go like this without stopping. Samadhiya right pointing arrow dukkha right pointing arrow samadhiya right pointing arrow dukkha, etc. Here samadhiya is the seed and dukkha is the tree. If don't get the medicine for killing the poison, tree and the seed never cut off. Therefore, the Buddha said it was like the person wanted to extinguish the fire and repeatedly put dry woods in the fire. You all are like insects flying towards the fire as taking it gold. Craving for the gold in heavens, everyone prays for rebirth there. After arriving there, die again. Let us extract the main point. Only knowing the non-existence of the before phenomenon, become anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha, impermanent, suffering, not self, and loathsome. Always watch the D.A. process of one's own kanda. In front, a D.A. dharma arises and Nana observes from behind, etc. Then it only becomes vipassana. Panna cuts off the dharma connecting with samsara. Don't say there are many ways on practice. It's right if you contemplate your own D.A. process. Here Yu Ong Zan Wei and Yu Tin have to remember to contemplate the Paticca Samuppanna Dharma, the result. Contemplate the arising result Dharma. Not on the Paticca Samuppada, it is the cause of Dharma. Samuppanna is arising Dharma. Samuppada is the arisen Dharma. Therefore, you can't contemplate it. Have to remember this point carefully. Samuppanna Dharma and Nana have to be in line, one after another. If not in line, it will end up with fruitless. Sometimes people are saying your mind is like a monkey mind. This is not saying with Nana but with hate. Note Yu Ong Zan Wei and Yu Tin were politicians and became his disciples the year he passed away. Both of them were successful in their practice. Later Yu Tin became a monk and known as Sayadaw Yu Dharmasara. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 12th of October 1962. How to perform dana. Making dana is not using up one's money, instead one gains from it. Some heavenly beings came and mentioned this point to the Buddha. Most people think, including Buddhists, by performing dana, one used up money, wealth, and possessions. So they usually ask the donors how much they had spent the money. The right question should be how much they gained from it. It's like a house is on fire. During the burning, what one takes out as much as from the house is what one gains from it. In the same way, everyone is burnt with the 11 kinds of fire, greed, hatred, delusion, old age, sickness, death, sorrow, lamentation, suffering, grief, and despair, and 5 kinds of enemies, water, fire, king, thieves, and non-filial family members. In these kinds of situation, performing dana is like saving things from the burning house. Another point here is we are not doing this for human and heavenly worlds. It's still burnt with fire after arriving there if we are for these purposes. Now we are taking out the causes for Nibbana. In this way we gain the unburnable priceless property, i.e., Nibbana. If you are taking out things like a blind man, only get the valueless properties. Maybe it's like a baby was inside the burning house. Instead of taking out the baby first, took out other things. Most Buddhists are doing like this man. It's quite a difference between a blind man and a visionary one to take things out. 31 realms of existences are not free from fire. Outside him is free from fire. Therefore, today is the big dana of a person with right view. It's easy to give others in ordinary way as just giving out, even that much is quite difficult for most people because they don't know the benefit of wholesome kammas, the law of causes and effects. The kanda is also on fire. The possessions are also on fire. The kanda is burnt with fire of birth, aging, and death, with the 11 kinds of fire. The possessions are burnt with the fire of 5 enemies, such as water, e.g., in 2011 tsunami in Japan, fire, e.g., 9/11/2001 fire in the New York World Trade Center, thieves, by one's own family members, kings, governments of nowadays and corrupted officials. Sayadaw continued to talk about the results of offering monk robes, umbrellas, and sandals. And then, about the beginning of human birth with the pregnancy, birth is Dukkha Sakka and knowing it is Magga Sakka. You have to change your mind for I am offering these things with the knowledge of knowing Dukkha Sakka. Sada, faith, follows behind and knowledge, Nana, is leading at the front. You must believe it that except Nibbana, it'll never give other results. Sayadaw continued to ask people to follow his reciting for the purpose of Nibbana in Burmese. These things are offered for the purpose of Nibbana. Therefore, except Nibbana, don't crave for other things. We were craving for other things before, that until now not free from Dukkha. Someone who fears of Dukkha will realize Nibbana. You can decide that someone not fear Dukkha will never get Nibbana, continued to talk about Dukkha of near birth and delivering. After that, talk about the Dukkha of the newborn baby. The baby becomes a disabled being. It can't speak when hungry or wanting to urinate and defecate. Continued to talk about aging and sickness. And then talked about Dukkha near death and dying. You have to change your mind for not wanting the Dukkha of death. with the knowledge of disenchantment for dukkha and offer these things. You should have the attitude of offering dana only for the purpose of nibbana.